God, our Father, we would approach you today, knowing our need. We realize that we can do nothing without you.
Amen.
Nothing of value, nothing that lasts, nothing that pleases you without your life being in it. Lord, we would look at your word today. It's a record of your Son, the Lord Jesus, who came from heaven. It's a record that for us to understand and to think upon. Help us, Lord, that we might see Jesus today, the righteous one, the loving and compassionate one. So, Lord, we would ask that you would help by your Holy Spirit today to teach us and reveal to us wonderful things, Lord, from your word we had asked. In the name of the Lord Jesus, amen.
Amen.
So now we have come to the place where the Lord Jesus is going to be tried by men. He's going to be under trial. First of all, by the religious authorities.
然后今天我们又开始进到一个部分，就是主耶稣开始要经历一系列的试炼。第一个试炼呢，就是宗教阶层对他的试炼。
And it's interesting that he's going to be examined by men.
非常有意思，就是他作为神，他要开始被人来检验。
The one who God had examined throughout the life of the Lord Jesus and had pronounced that this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. The irony of it is sinful man is judging a holy God.
非常有意思的是，就是一个罪有罪的人哈，我们开始来审判，圣，就是我们成圣的神哈，就是非常奇妙的一个事情。So,
what we have before us today, the Lord Jesus allows himself to be under trial by man, so that there certain truths might be drawn out from the questions that are put to him.
所以今天呢，神把自己摆在了人的审判之下，然后呢，借着这样的一个事情呢，很多的真理在这一番的交谈或者对话当中就被启示出来了。Some
have made the statement that the Lord Jesus never said that he was God.
很多人会说呢，耶稣基督从来没有说他是神。But
that was precisely what is brought out in his trial.
但实际上呢，这完完全全就是个事实，因为在他所受的试炼当中就已经显明出来了。Because
that would be the only proof. That would be the only thing that they could try him on and kill him for was blasphemy, claiming he was God.
因为这是他们唯一最终审判他、定他死罪的一个原因，就说呢，他说他是神，所以他们宗教阶层说这是亵渎神。And
that truth is brought out in this passage.
然后这个真理就从这一段的话里面被显明出来。I
think what we'll do is we're going to, before we get into the trial, we've got to take a look at something else. There's another man that has been tried. As a matter of fact, 11 men had been tried, are going to be tried as well.
所以在这之前呢，我们先看一个其他的这个事情。事实上呢，除了犹大以外，剩下11个门徒也都经历了试炼。The
disciples.
所有的门徒们。They
came under the pressure.
他们也在巨大的压力之下。And
we'll see what happened to them.
然后我们先看看对他们发生了什么。So
let's read where we left off last time.
我们上次停在从上次停的地方开始读起。
Luke chapter 22.
路加22章。
And we'll read from verse 54,
从54节读到
down to verse 62,
读到62节。好，我从 yeah, OK OK in English or in Chinese?
Read in Chinese.
OK, 那他们拿住耶稣，把他带到大祭司的宅里，彼得远远地跟着。54,
他们在院子里生了火，一同坐着，彼得也坐在他们中间。
有一个使女看见彼得坐在火光里，就定睛看他，说：“这个人素来也是同那人一伙的。”
彼得却不承认，说：“女子，我不认得他。”
过了不多的时候，又有一个人看见他，说：“你也是他们一党的。”彼得说：“你这个人，我不是。”约过了一小时，又有一个人极力地说：“他实在是同那人一伙的，因为他也是加利利人。”
彼得说：“你这个人，我不晓得你说的是什么。”正说话之间，鸡就叫了。
主转过身来看彼得，彼得便想起主对他所说的话：“今日鸡叫一些，你要三次不认我。”
他就出去痛哭。
So we see the picture here is still in the garden of Gethsemane.
所以这里依然还是在克西马尼园的那个园子里啊。
The agony of the garden.
这个克西马尼园的痛苦啊。
It's over.
就是他祷告时候那个痛苦已经过去了。
The Lord Jesus, knowing that it's their hour, he allows himself to be taken by the temple priests.
然后耶稣基督自己呢愿意把他交在那个圣殿的那些兵丁手里。
And then verse 54 it says that they seized him.
54节说到呢他们就把他带走了抓住了。
And they led him away and took him to into the house of the high priest.
然后把他们带到大祭司的宅子里。
And so that, now,The time would be around midnight.
然后这个时间大概应该是午夜的时候。
It's important this is, that we understand this.
所以我们需要了解这个背景啊。
In, as you remember that they had the, they ate the Passover that evening.
因为他们那天晚上吃了逾越节的晚餐。
And after the Passover, he instituted the Lord's Supper, didn't he?
然后在约见晚餐之后呢他就设了这个圣餐礼啊在那一天晚上。
And before all that, he had washed the disciples' feet.
然后设完这个圣餐的礼之后呢他就开始洗了门徒的脚。
And then there's a long discourse in the book of John, John chapter 14 to John chapter 16, where he prepares his disciples,for his he said he was going away.
所以在约翰福音的14到15章呢他花了好长的篇幅在洗脚完了以后呢他给门徒们有教导来预备门徒来预备好他们未来耶稣要升天之后的门徒们的这些心。
And then we remember in John chapter 17, there was his high priestly prayer.
我们也记得然后之后在约翰福音的17章他开始做了一个特别好的祷告像大祭司那样的祷告。
And, his warnings to his disciples.
然后他自己给门徒们的一些警醒的话。
And then the events in the Garden of Gethsemane itself.
以及在克西马尼园自己的这些事情他都跟门徒讲。
And all these events, they took some time.
所有这些事情呢都需要一些时间来成就。
It was late.
因为那时候已经很晚了。
Possibly around midnight, it would be.
应该是午夜的时候。
So it was midnight hour, halfway through the night.
在午夜的非常晚了那天晚上。
And the Lord Jesus, said there, in Verse 53, the last sentence, he said, "This is your hour when darkness reigns."
这就为什么53节就是上面的，上次我们查到最后一节说，这是你们的时候，黑暗掌权了。
And so, they were going to try him that night. It was a hasty midnight trial.
所以那天晚上呢，这些大祭司们要开始，审判他、试炼他，这是一个非常黑暗掌权的一种试炼。
However, we'll look at that a little bit later, the trial itself.
我们等一会儿再看一下，详细的看一下这个试炼的本身，这个审判本身。
As we shall see, there were two religious trials.
我们看见会有两个是，宗教式的审判。
One in the courtyard under Annas.
一个是在亚拿的，就那一年的大祭司他家的院子里面。
And one early in the morning, because the one in the midnight was illegal.
就是在半夜是在亚拿家大祭司家，这个是非法的。事实上，所以在半夜，然后还有一个在早晨。
And so the trial, there was another trial first thing in the morning, where they would use the evidence of the night before to condemn him.
所以第二天一早呢，他们会用前一天晚上他们得着的所谓的证据呢，在第二天一早来定他的罪。
But we'll go into that a little bit later in detail.
然后我们详细的东西，我们等一会儿会详细来看。
But what we want to look at now is Peter.
然后我们先看一下彼得的事。
And Paul, or Peter, or Luke rather. Luke brings Peter, says, Peter followed at a distance.
所以路加在这里记述了呢，就是彼得是远远的跟着他们。
That little sentence tells us a lot about what Peter's heart was.
所以这个小小的一句话呢，可以很多的显明彼得当时的心是怎么样的。
And Peter had been very boastful.
大家都知道彼得其实是夸口很厉害的。他之前他是比自己比较有信心。
He had said in verse 33 of that same chapter.
然后同样的一章在33节，你看他怎么说的
？You look at that.
22章的33节。
But he replied, "Lord, I'm ready to go with you to prison." And to death.
彼得说：“主啊，我就是同你下监，同你受死，也是甘心的。”
That was a very boastful statement by Peter, wasn't it?
这是非常自夸的一个表达哈，对，对于彼得来说。
But what we find here is that Peter followed at a distance.
但我们这里看见呢，彼得却是远远的一直跟着。
There's two things here.
两件事在这里哈。
The first is.That Peter really loved the Lord.
第一呢，彼得真的还是很爱主。
He really loved him.
非常爱主。
And he was concerned for the Lord.
他非常担心主。
But he was curious at what would happen.
他也非常好奇后面会发生什么。
He didn't understand the circumstances that were the things that were happening.
他也不理解这个环境正在发生的事情的环境意味着什么。
But he was full of fear, wasn't he?
但他心里充满了恐惧，对不对？
Apprehension. He was unsure what was going to happen. So he thought maybe he would follow at a distance.
所以他也不知道会发生什么，所以他觉得远远的跟着可能会是更好的一个选择。
So why did Peter? What there was a difference between his boast and his actions, wasn't he?His words and his actions.
所以我们看见他所说的和他最后做出来的还是有一些差别，对不对？
They were unprepared for the conflict.
他们都还没有预备好去接受那个苦难啊。
The Lord had said
那个冲突。
The Lord had said this is man's hour.
所以主就说了，这是黑暗的时刻，黑暗掌权的时刻。
And darkness reigns.
然后黑暗在掌权了，是人的时刻，黑暗掌权了。
And the Lord had told them a number of times to watch lest you fall into temptation.
所以主已经警告了他们很多次啊，就是你们要小心这个试探。
But they fall, what did they do?
但他们怎么做了什么呢？
Sleep.
在园子里主告他们要小心的时候他们全在睡觉。
They fell asleep.
他们都睡着了。
It says they fell asleep because of their sorrow.
他说他们睡着了是因为他们的忧伤啊。
Sleep became an escape from reality, isn't it?
对，所以睡着了就是一个逃脱现实的一个方式。
But the problems didn't go away, did they?
但问题并没有解决，对不对？
The Lord said to watch and pray.
所以主说你要警醒，要祷告。
He didn't tell them to watch with him because they couldn't understand the conflict that he was going through.
所以主并没有告诉他科西马渊祷告的时候告诉门徒们说你要为我警醒。他是因为他门徒们都不知道耶稣自己要经历的是什么。
But the very fact that they were with him put them into danger.
因为事实上呢，这些门徒跟主在一起，自己就会陷入一个特别大的危险当中。
And there is a much more powerful enemy than just the priests and the temple guards.
所以门徒面临的这个危险啊，真的不单单就是那些大祭司的守卫啊，那些兵丁，地上的这个有形的威胁。
Because in the garden that night, they would have to confront Satan himself.
因为在那天晚上的科西玛尼园，他们自己面对撒旦。
The great enemy of God and of God's people.
那是最大的敌人，对于神和神的子民来说。
So they were totally unprepared for this type of conflict.
所以他们完全没有预备好这样的冲突和这磨难。
When the crisis came in the garden, what happened?
当基督来到园子里的时候，发生什么了？
They reacted in a natural way.
因为他们是门徒们，完全是以一个属肉体的方式来响应的。
Peter, a young man in the prime of his life, what did he do? He drew his sword out.
所以当看见敌人来的时候，你看彼得这个年轻人他怎么做的？他直接把剑拔出来。
But that wasn't the way to win in this conflict.
这个不是我们能够打赢这种征战的方式。
Turn to 2 Corinthians, please.
我们看一下那个哥林多后书。
And chapter 10.
哥林多后书十章。如果是这本蓝本的圣经，就是303页，新约的303页。哥林多后书，抱歉，十章。
Second Corinthians chapter 10.
323页。
And verse 3.
三节。哥林多后书十章三节。
Have you got it, Andrew?
Yeah, got it.
I'll get Andrew to read verses 3 and 4.
三到四节。
Read it in English, and then Long can read it in Mandarin.
For though we live in the world, we do not wage war as the world does. The weapons we fight with are not the weapons of the world. On the contrary, they have divine power to demolish strongholds.
就是说这里，因为我们虽然在血气中行事，却不凭着血气征战。我们征战的兵器本不是属血气的，乃是在神面前有能力可以攻破坚固的营垒。
So there we see the weapons. He says we don't war as the world does.
他说我们并不是用世界的兵器来征战。
Many times Christians down through the ages have been persecuted, and many have been killed.
所以在历朝历代的这个圣徒里面，有很多人经历了很大的迫害，甚至很多被杀了。
Some have in the name of Christ gone to war, but that is not the Bible's teaching.
所以有的他却以基督的名义进入了战争，但这并不是圣经的教导。
How can you overcome death by killing?
你怎么能够？通过杀人来克服死亡呢？
Death is the great enemy of man.
死亡是人最大的敌人。
It was through the obedience of the Lord Jesus that through obedience to death, he destroyed the prince of death, the Satan himself. And then he became the author or originator of eternal life through faith.
所以耶稣基督借着他顺服律法下，在律法下顺服死， 就败坏了掌死权的，就是那撒旦，然后借着他的复活，他成为那个永生的源头，对于人来说，因为他是道成肉身。
In the garden, the conflict that he wrestled with there against Satan, the Lord Jesus overcame because Satan was trying to get the Lord Jesus to weaken, to step away from his, the plan that God had for him.
所以在克西马尼园呢，耶稣就基督和撒旦是有一个剧烈的征战的，因为撒旦是希望压迫他，让他远离神给他的这个旨意，来救赎人的这个旨意。
What a great conflict the Lord Jesus was going through！
所以这样的征战，这样的冲突，是一个如此大的冲突啊！对于我们的主来说。
Remember we looked at last time how the conflict was. Would he, the holy, spotless Lamb of God, take sin upon himself?Become a curse and be forsaken by God the Father. That was the question.
所以你会看见在克西马尼园主是要准备自己成为罪，成为那咒诅，成为上帝要弃绝要审判的那一位，为了我们所有这些人的救赎，这是他自己要去准备好做的一件特别难的事。
And he said, the conflict was so great that he almost came into death himself. His physical frame became so weak from the conflict that an angel from heaven had to come and strengthen him so he could proceed through the great war that he was fighting.
所以这样的冲突，这样的压力如此之大，他甚至需要父派天使来加添他的力量，以至于觉得当时他大到一个程度，他都快死了，他需要加添力量，他才能度过那个时刻，去面对第二天的十字架。
And you remember, then after that conflict of being very close to death, when he had finally said to the Father, "Father, not my will, but yours be done."
只有在这样的巨大的冲突之后，他才会喊出那句话说，父啊，按你的旨意，不要按我的旨意。
We might just remember that as a man, he had a will, didn't he?
我们要记得啊，他是一个人，他是个完全的人，所以他会有他的自由意志。
But as the perfect man, his will was always to do the will of the Father.
但是以一个完全的人，他的自由意志就是愿意去行父的旨意。
That's on the one hand.
这是一个方面。
But the other hand was that as the spotless Son of God, to be made sin, it was a cursing for him.
但另外一方面呢，以一个全然无罪的神子的身份，他成为罪。这个成为咒诅，这本身是他要面对一个特别大的挑战。
But as the obedient son, he bowed to the will of the father and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross.
但是以一个顺服的神子，他愿意把自己交在父的旨意里，顺服以至于死，甚至死在十字架上。
And now you might think, after a battle like that, that the Lord Jesus would need to be helped out of the garden because he was so weak.
所以我们就会想呢，在这样的一个巨大的克西马尼园已经有那么大的征战，是不是在这出来之后呢，圣子已经非常的虚弱，是不是他会得着一些帮助？
But he was strengthened by the angel.
但是他在当时呢，得着的是从天使来的力量。
As he stood forth in that garden to meet the arresting party, something strange happened.
所以当他开始站在那个园子里，他天使加添他力量以后，看着站在那个园子里面对那些要捉拿他的人的时候呢，一些很奇妙的事情发生。
We read in John's gospel it was that when they came to him, he asked, Who are you looking for?
我们都记得我们上次读到那个在约翰福音的那个部分，当那些拿他的人来拿他的时候，他说你们要来，你们找谁？
And John chapter 18, if you care to turn there, John chapter 18.
如果大家有兴趣可以看一下，就是约翰福音的十八章。
John chapter 18. And verse 2.
十八章二节。
To verse 6.
到六节。You can read for me.
Yes.
那时候十八章的二节到六节，约翰福音啊，卖耶稣的犹大也知道那地方，因为耶稣和门徒屡次上那里去聚集。犹大领了一队兵和祭司长并法利赛人的差役，拿着灯笼火把兵器就来到园里。耶稣知道将要临到自己的一切事，就出来对他们说，你们找谁？他们回答说，找拿撒勒人耶稣。耶稣说，我就是。卖他的犹大也同他们站在那里。耶稣一说我就是，他们就退后倒在地上。
Right. So when he stepped out, it says in verse 4, he went out and asked them, who is it you want?
所以四节里说呢，他就问他们，你们要找谁？
Jesus of Nazareth, they replied.
他们说，我要找拿撒勒人耶稣。
And he says, I am he.
他就说，我就是，耶稣说，我就是。
Now, in the original language, the Greek, the word he is not there. In a lot of translations, he would be in brackets, meaning the word is not in the original.
在最早的希伯来文的这个原文里面的那个 he 这个我就是是他的这个他是没有写进去的。
His answer was a strange one to them.
所以他的回答其实对他们来说是很奇怪的。
For example, if you were to ask me, are you, what is your name? You ask me, what is my name? And I say, I am.
如果你会想一想，假设你过来，你说你的名字叫什么？我说我的名字叫我是。
You'd be waiting for the modification. You'd ask, or something to modify that to explain I am something. I am Eric.
所以你一直在等我后面那个词，你要想解释一下我是谁，至少这我是 Eric， 我是什么？我是的后面那个部分你一直在等。
But the Lord Jesus says I am.
然后耶稣就说了，就我是。
There's only one being in the universe that could say that.
只有在全宇宙只有一个存在可以说我是的。
See, all the creation has been given a name.
因为所有的被造物都会被给予一个名字。
Stars are given a name.
星星会被给一个名字。
At birth, we're given a name.
然后我们在出生的时候自己也会有个名字。
But God is the self-existing one that never began.
因为唯独神是那个自有拥有的，他没有一个起始的。
He said, I am.
所以他说我是。
They would understand because that word I am is the New Testament version of the Old Testament, name of Jehovah.
Yeah. 所以他们会明白这个 I am 这个词就是旧约那个耶和华的意思，就是耶和华就是 I am who I am.
And at the burning bush, when Moses saw the Lord,or saw the burning bush, and the Lord spoke to him out of the bush. Moses asked him what was his name.
所以在那个摩西在旷野里见到那个异象，整个荆棘被烧着了，但是没有烧毁，就一直在烧。然后上帝呢，就从那荆棘的火里面跟他说话。摩西就问他说，你是谁呢？
And the Lord spoke to him and said, I am.
然后上帝就回答他说，我是 I am.
I am that I am.
他说 I am that I 我是是我是。
So the Lord Jesus, this is when he uses I am, and seven times in the book of John, he uses that same expression.
所以在约翰福音里面，他七次 回答讲过说我是我，别人问他就说我是。
And they would, they should have known the Jewish teachers would know what he was saying.
其实犹太人的那些律法师和教师都应该知道他是谁，因为这个词是他们都清楚的。
And we'll notice the response to his answer.
然后这个回答一出来以后，你会看见这个对方的反应是怎么样的。
Verse 6.
第六节。
When Jesus said, I am he, or I am, they drew back and fell to the ground.
所以耶稣当说我是，我就是，他们就退后倒在地上。
Whether it was the power that pushed them to the ground,
有没有一个什么力量把他们推下去呢？
Or whether it was out of worship, in a sense, of acknowledging him as God himself.
所以这样事实上也是一种对他是上帝的一个承认，就他们自己感受到的力量。
But it was their power, it was their hour when darkness was reigning.
所以这是黑暗掌权的时刻，是他们的时刻，人的时刻。
There was a great darkness that came over the world at that time when man seized the Holy One of God.
所以这是一个当人去抓那神圣的神的时候，就去抓捕他的时候，这么样一个时刻。
So we're going to follow Peter into the house.
然后我们会跟着彼得进到那个大祭司的院子里去。
Verse 54.
然后55节。
Peter followed at a distance.
我们回到路加哈22章55节。
He had been very brave in his words.
他会在他彼得说话的时候他显得非常勇敢。
And he was very quick to react in his natural state by taking a sword out.
所以他自己很自然的从他的自然的这个力量里面他是勇敢的会去拔剑拔刀。
But when it came to the spiritual battle, he was unable to stand.
但是他来到一个属灵的战争里面呢他就站立不住了。
Jesus had warned them, as I mentioned before, he had warned them.
其实耶稣在这之前也提醒过警告过他们。
And his thoughts were to preserve them and be ready for temptation before the conflict begins.
所以让他们准备好未来要开始要面对的这个属灵的征战彼得。他们会面对，就耶稣一开始在园子里就警告了他们。
If you're going to be involved in some type of conflict or some type of challenge, you want to prepare for that, don't you?
如果你开始要面对一些征战或者挑战的时候，你总是会预备的，对不对？
You know, a boxer will train for months for a big bout.
所以那个boxer.
Boxer, yeah.
Okay.所以一个拳击手他总是要在一个大赛之前要训练好几个月的。
A soldier will get all his equipment ready and be all ready for the great warfare that he's about to come to.
在一个士兵也会预备好在一场大战之前预备好他所有的装备。
So there's a lesson for us, isn't there?
所以对于我们来说也是有一个教导，对不对？
We need to be prepared for the conflicts that we're going to come into as Christians.
我们作为基督徒也需要随时预备好要面对的很大的属灵的征战。
I could ask a question, when is the conflict going to start?
什么时候这样的征战冲突会发生呢？
I mean, everything is nice. The lights are on. There's we're in a nice circle here. It's peaceful.
我的意思，这都很好啊！你看，灯也是亮着，我们这都坐着一圈，一切都很平和，看起来都没什么问题。
But there's going to be conflicts in our lives.
但我们的生命当中总是会有冲突的。
We're going to meet challenges.
我们会遇到挑战。
And those challenges, it's not enough to just react in our own strength.
所以这个并不是靠着我们自己的力量能够反映出去应对的。
We need to be prepared.
这样的征战我们需要去预备好。
How do we prepare?
那我们怎么去预备呢？
The Lord told his disciples to watch and pray.
所以耶稣告诉他的门徒就是两件事，去警醒祷告。
To observe things.
去观察所有身边的事。
And then to pray.
然后祷告。
The Lord will bring these things to our minds. How we ought to pray.
所以这些主会带着我们把所有身边的一些事呢会带到我们的祷告里来，让我们想起来要为这些事情祷告。
And if our hearts are right,
如果我们的心是对的，
there won't be a distance between us and the Lord, will there?
那我们跟主之间其实不会有那么远的距离，对不对？
But Peter followed at a distance.
然后彼得其实就是一直保持了这么个距离。
And it was night and it was cold.
这是一个很寒冷的晚上。
The world was not a very friendly place.
世界也不是一个那么友好的地方。
Peter was alone and he was cold and he was tired. He was fearful. You could hardly add up all the things that made Peter very weak, very vulnerable.
所以彼得他非常冷，他非常孤独，他非常害怕，所以这一切的事呢，你会把一切的因素加起来，你会发现他处在一个非常软弱、容易被攻击的这个状态下。
Have you ever been in that? Felt yourself in that condition?
你们自己有没有经历过这样的时刻呢？
It's night time. It's you're tired, you're cold, and you're alone.
就是很晚上，你很累，你很冷，然后你是很孤单的。
Now, I don't mean literally. I mean, in our lives, sometimes circumstances bring us to that place of exhaustion and loneliness with no help.
我并不只是指着外在的，而是呢，在我们生命当中。外部的环境所带给我们灵里到了这么一个境况，我非常非常的无助。
See, when the test came, Peter with all the other disciples, they ran away.
因为在试炼来到的时候，其他的门徒都跑光了。
So he was feeling guilty as well.
然后他自己也感觉非常的有罪啊，负罪感很重，因为彼得也跑了，就只能远远的跟着。
See, he had let the Lord down.
因为他让主失望了。
And so he follows at a distance, but he loves the Lord.
但他依然爱主，所以他就远远的跟着。
And so, they come to a courtyard. It says.
他们来到一个院子里。
And there, someone lit a big fire.
有人生了一个很大的一堆火。
The indication is that it was a very big fire.It would be a lot of warmth for those the participants.
所以这里我们知道是一定是个比较大的火，这样的话周围围着一圈人能够取暖。
We read there that there was people coming, quite a number of people, a whole crowd came up in verse 47. We read about a crowd coming up.
因为47节我们看见啊，这之前47节说来了许多的人啊。
There was the temple guard. They were Jewish guards that guarded the temple.
对，那些是圣殿的守卫，是犹太人的兵丁。
In another place, we read that there were some of the elders and chief priests, the priests that came too.
然后我们看见有些长老、有些祭司也来了。
And so everyone that was not involved in the trial of the Lord Jesus would be gathered there in that courtyard.
所以所有的人在没有去审判主的那个场景里，是在内院呢。剩下其他人应该都是围在这里烤火的，都在外院烤火。
And so, Peter comes in with all the rest of them.
然后彼得也跟着所有剩下这些人也一起进来了。
And it says there that he sat down together. Peter sat down with them.
然后这里有一个很重要的细节，就是 院子里生了火，55节，一同坐着，彼得也坐在他们中间。
So Peter thought that he could hide, you might say, in the world, that he would get, he would be out of the conflict, that he could find some place of warmth and acceptance.
Yeah, amen. Amen. 所以彼得就在这里，他觉得呢，他可以藏在世界里，他能够从世界里取暖，他能够被世界的人接受，他能够和世界的人不产生冲突，所以彼得很安然地坐在他们当中。
And he thought maybe he could catch his breath a little bit.
然后他能喘口气啊，他躲在这人群里还能喘口气。
And collect his thoughts and, you know, and try to reorganize his thinking.
然后重新理一下思路啊，坐那稍微休息一下，理一下思路。
But it was not to be.
但实际上世界不是他能够找得到安慰的地方。
And it wasn't one of the guards that gave him the trouble.
甚至不是一个兵丁给了他这麻烦呢。
It was a little girl.
一个小女孩给了他这麻烦。对，这是非常有意思的。
A servant girl says, saw him seated there in the firelight. She looked closely at him and said, "This man was with him."
然后有个使女直接就跟彼得说：“你看这个人。”和他那伙人是一伙，那人一伙的。
And what did he do?
啊，他说什么
？He denied.
他就否认。
Woman, I don't know.
他说女子，我不认得他。
Peter loved the Lord.
彼得很爱主啊。
But he was far from him.
但是他离主太远了。
Far, far, far from him.
离主太远，太远。
What was the difference between Peter and Judas?
彼得和犹大有什么区别？卖主的犹大。
I could ask that question. There was a difference between Peter and Judas, wasn't there?
彼得和犹大是有区别。
The distance between heaven and hell.
这就是天堂和地狱的区别。
Judas was an apostate.He was an apostate. Do you know the word apostate?
Yeah, no, disciple.
Not apostle. Apostate, like one who turns from the truth.
Oh, okay.
You know, like
far from, turn away from.
Yeah, turn from the truth.
对，犹大是个背道者啊，他是背离真道的。
Peter was a backslider.
彼得是一个后退者，就是下滑了。The backslide 就是像你在滑冰一样，你撑不住，你溜下来。对。
But he was a child of God.
但他依然是神的孩子。
It shows you how far a child of God can slide back if he's not careful.
所以你可以看见一个主的孩子，当他没有警醒的祷告，他能滑多远啊？向后。Maybe I explain a little bit more on the backsliding and
apostasy.
就是他一个是主动，一个是被动。就是被盗的那个人，他是自己往后掉头就跑的，他是不要，他是拒绝那个真道。那个 backslide 这个人呢，他就是他本心不愿意，但就是呢他自己就比如像滑冰一样，他疏忽了，他软弱了，然后他就往下出溜啊。但他还是想往上走，但他身体没办法控制，他就往下出溜。一直出溜，他这讲能出溜到这么，因为那么大的程度。
Because Judas became a tool of Satan.
因为犹大能最后成为这个撒旦的工具。
And he sold the Lord Jesus for 30 pieces of silver.
然后他卖主只用了三十两银子就卖主了。
He betrayed him.But Peter only denied him.
彼得只是否认了他。
Peter was quick with his mouth, wasn't he?
彼得就是个大嘴巴，就说话比较不经过大脑的。
He was quick to say, "Lord, I go to prison with you. I go to death with you."
他上来就说：“主啊，我要跟你去坐牢，我跟你去为死，为你死都可以。”
The next thing he's saying, "I don't know him."
然后接着就说：“哎，我不认识他。”
But his heart, in his heart,
但他的心啊，在他心里，
he loved the Lord.
他心里是爱主的，他是爱主，非常爱主。
There was no one that was more disappointed in Peter that day than Peter himself.
所以那一天，没有人比彼得更加对他自己失望了。
And so we read there again, I am not, he says.
他这里说他说我不认识，我不认得他。
Someone else saw him and said to him, you were one of them. And he said, no, I'm not.
然后过了不多时候，又有一个人看见他说你是他们一党的。彼得又说呢，你这个人我不是。
And about an hour later, another asserted, certainly this fellow was with him, for he's a Galilean.
过了一个小时啊，又有一个人极力的说，他实在是那人一伙，他也是加利利人。
As soon as he opened his mouth, they could hear the accent.
只要他开始张嘴呢，他就能听出他加利利的口音来啊。
He said, "You're a Galilean. You're certainly you're with him."
所以呢，你是个加利利人，跟他们跟耶稣也是一伙的。
And although Luke doesn't tell us that Mark does, he says he began to curse and to swear.
所以这里呢，路加他没有记另外一个更重要的细节，马可记到了，就是说彼得是发誓赌咒，说我不认识。
Yeah, he acted like a real Galilean.
他真的是像一个真的加利利人那么在行事为人啊。
But as far as Peter had gone, his heart was still reachable because he loved the Lord.
但即使他走得那么远了，已经他的心依然还是爱主的，所以他的心能被主摸到。
With Judas, the Lord tried to the very end to try to reach Judas.
但是对犹大来说，主也是直到最后也努力想把他救回来。
Remember when Judas came up to him and kissed him? Because that was the sign. Whoever I kiss, that's the one. You seize him, take him away.
你们都记得那个最后他跟主的一个交流，就是他上去亲跟主亲嘴。你们都知道这是个暗号，因为犹大告诉要抓他的人说，我跟谁亲嘴，那个人就是你们要抓的。
And what did the Lord Jesus say to Judas?
你们都知道耶稣那时候跟犹大说什么
？Judas, are you betraying the Son of Man with a kiss?
他说。犹大，你用亲嘴的暗号卖人子吗
？A kiss, it's the sign of
love,
of love, and the sign of companionship. And you're betraying me with a kiss.
这是主在提醒他说，亲嘴是一个爱的表示，是一个关系亲密关系的表示。你用这么样一个表示来做暗号来卖。你的主吗
？There's no answer from Judas.
所以主就用这个话来唤醒犹大里面，但是没有回应。
And that was a true apostate. He had only professed Christ with his lips, but had never been changed in his heart.
这是一个真正的背道者，因为他只是在嘴巴上说我是认主的，从来在心里没有改变过。
But Peter was the opposite. He was a true child of God that denied the Lord with his lips.
但彼得其实是反的，他是个真的神的孩子，但是在困难的境况里他否定了主，用嘴巴否定了主。
And then the rooster crowed.
然后接着鸡就叫了。
For the second time.
鸡叫了两次啊，鸡叫了两次。
And Peter remembered the prediction.
对。彼得就想起主给他说的那个预言了。
The Lord had made two prophecies.
主说了两个预言在这。
Concerning Peter.
关于彼得。
One prophecy, which I just mentioned, was that he said, Peter, before the rooster crows twice, you're going to deny me three times.
第一呢，他说呢，在彼得啊，在鸡叫两遍以前哈。你要先否定我三次，不认我三次。
Now, do you think that would bring any encouragement to Peter at this point?
你会觉得这样的想起这个事儿会给彼得当时带来任何的鼓励吗
？In one way, it would. You know,
在某种程度是啊，是会的。
That the Lord knew what he was going to do.
因为主知道他会做的事情。
But he made another prophecy as well.
主也做了另外一个预言对他。
I'm not sure if it's in Luke here. Yes. Verse 31 of chapter 22.
31节22也是同一章的31节。
He says, Simon, Simon, Satan.
他说西门西门西门就是彼得。
Satan has asked to sift you as wheat. But I've prayed for you, Simon, that your faith may not fail. And when you've turned back, strengthen your brothers.
撒旦要得着你们好像好筛你们像筛麦子一样但我已经为你们祈求叫你们叫你不至于失了信心你回头以后要坚固你的弟兄。
The word you there, Satan has asked to sift you as wheat. The you is in plural. That is, Satan had asked to sift all the disciples as wheat.
所以这里31节讲的这个你是指你们哈是一个复数的是指所有的门徒撒旦想筛这些人。
But notice the Lord is speaking specifically to Peter.
但我们要关注这里主也特别的只是单独跟彼得说了话。
The Lord knew that they were all going to flee. He had prophesied that.
主已经预言预先看到了这些人全都会逃跑。
But he said Peter specifically, when you've turned back, strengthen your brothers.
但他特别的跟彼得说当你回来的时候你坚固你的弟兄。
Peter would remember that.
彼得就想起这话。
Not only had the Lord predicted that he was going to deny him, but the Lord predicted that he was going to turn back.
因为主不但预言了说你会否认我主更预言了说你会回来的你回来以后你要去坚固你的弟兄。
And, Verse 61.
然后是61节。
With this playing on Peter's heart, it says, the Lord turned, looked straight at Peter.
这个时候主转过身来看彼得。
What kind of look do you think that was?
你会觉得主那个时候的眼神是怎么样的
love.
Yes. Amen. With love.
He wasn't surprised at Peter's failure. Really.
他其实并没有意外哈，对彼得的这个否认主，他并没有表达，他不会很意外。
He already knew what was going to take place.
他知道会发生的这一切的事。
You see, Peter needed to have his own heart exposed to what was really there.
所以彼得需要把他的整个心啊，他要敞开，来面对这一切，就当时所发生的一切。
In our failures, that's when our hearts are exposed.
对，当我们在困难的时候，当我们在失败里的时候，其实我们的心就敞开了。
And though we fail the Lord, he always proves himself faithful.
然后这个时候呢，我们就会看见我们的主啊，他时时刻刻显给我们看他是信实的。
It says in John chapter 13, when he was washing his disciples' feet, that Jesus, having loved his own that were in the world, he loved them right to the end.
所以这就是为什么约翰福音十三章当主给门徒们洗脚的时候他就说主既爱了他的孩子们
only God can love that way.
主既爱了他的孩子们他就爱他们到底因为只有神有这样的爱。
You know, if you failed me, my look to you would be one of disappointment.
如果你让我失望我看你的眼神至少某种程度是很失我会很失望的那种眼神。
I would say, couldn't you help me? I'm in my need. That's my feeling. That would be my feeling right away. That may be yours to me.
所以我会觉得你会很大程度亏欠我，这至少是我的感受。我看你的眼神会觉得你会亏欠我。
Or another human reaction might be one of scorn, saying, I told you so. I knew you were going to do that.
或者更糟糕一点，但是某种程度是责备。我老早跟你讲了，你就是德性，所以。完全有可能。
The closest that the Lord might feel not only love, but grief.
所以不但是某种程度，就神的眼神也，基督的眼神不但是某种程度的爱哈，是某种程度的哀痛。
Because we read that we can grieve the Holy Spirit when we sin.
因为我们在今天，当我们里面有圣灵的时候，我们犯罪的时候，我们也会让圣灵哀伤。
But it's God's goodness and His love that leads us again to repentance.
但是是他的大能，是他的爱，把我们带回到合一的状态下，从罪里带出来。
We read that in Romans. Romans chapter 2. If you want to go there.
我们都知道在罗马书的二章。
Romans chapter 2.
罗马书的二章。Which one you want to
finish? Just trying to add the goodness, not knowing the goodness of God leads to repentance. And I've just...I was looking at it last night, but in a different Bible.
Four.
Chapter 2, verse 4. Romans 2:4.
Yes. Yeah, there it is.
罗马书二章四节。
You want to read that?
Yeah. 大家可以看啊，罗马书的二章四节。还是你藐视他丰富的恩慈、宽容、忍耐，不晓他的恩慈是领你悔改的。
God's kindness leads you toward repentance.
神的恩慈就是带领我们到一个悔改的程度。
We think of the Lord and the look that He had is a look of kindness.
所以你会看见神的那个眼望那个彼得，就是一个恩慈的一个眼神。
How could Christ overlook that after He had told Peter?And warned him.
神怎么样才能就是不计较这件事情？因为他明明已经告诉了彼得，明明已经警告了彼得，但彼得在犯的时候，他居然还是不计较。
And this is something that I discover that even though the Lord knows all about me, He still loves me.
这也是我所发现的。虽然神知道我一切，我一切的不义，我一切的败坏，他依然爱我。
And the older I get, the more I see that I'm a sinner.
我越老了，我越发现我是个罪人。
And the older I get, the more I see the love of God for me.
同样，我越老了，我也越发现神对我的爱是何等的深。
And my estimation of His love then grows as a result. My estimation, my understanding of God's love grows as I understand His compassion.
所以随着我年龄的增长，我看见了神的，我对神的爱的理解和领受也是越来越大，越来越多。
And so Peter's heart is absolutely broken.
所以彼得的心完完全全碎了，在那一刻。
And he went out now.
他就出去了。
He left the fire, the warmth. He left the circle of the world. And he went out all by himself and wept bitterly.
然后他离开了那堆火啊，离开了这个世界的陪伴啊，他一个人自己出去了，出去痛哭啊。
Now that's not the end, of Peter.
啊，这个并不是彼得的最后的结局。
We read in 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
我们看一下哥林多前书十五章。
We turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
哥林多前书十五章。
Verses 3. to five.
三到五节。我当日所领受又传给你们的，第一就是基督照圣经所说，为我们的罪死了，而且埋葬了，又照圣经所说，第三天复活了，并且显给基法看，基法就是彼得，然后显给十二使徒看。
Notice that he appeared first to Peter.
你要知道，他第一开始显给彼得看的。
After his resurrection, before he appeared to the other disciples, he appeared alone to Peter.
他在显给其他门徒看之前，他先单独显给彼得看。
We don't need to know exactly the words that were spoken that day.
我们不必知道那个确切的话哈，那个主跟彼得说的那天显给他看确切的话。
But the Lord knew that Peter needed a personal touch.
但是主知道彼得需要一个个人的。爱的接触
and restoration.
然后回把他从罪里从失望当中挽回来。
Remember what the Lord said, when you are restored, you strengthen your brothers.
这就为什么主说当你回头的时候当你被挽回的时候你要去回头兼顾你的弟兄其他的弟兄。
And so in a wonderful way, the Lord used the weakness of Peter and his denial and Is it not a principle that Paul tells us about? When I am weak, that's when I'm actually strongest.
所以你会发现，神用的是彼得的软弱，用他的软弱来造就其他人。这就恰恰是保罗在他的书信里讲的：我什么时候软弱了，我就什么时候刚强。
Peter must have been a tower of strength to those disciples when the Lord Jesus was in the grave those 3 days. When darkness filled the earth before the resurrection, Peter was a tower of strength to those disciples.
所以彼得会是一个力量的高塔啊，就是在那个最难的那小段时间里面啊，当主还没有复活的那段时间里面，彼得会是那些门徒们的这个依靠。
And so, I guess a lesson from Peter would be that we should have no confidence in our own abilities and in our own strengths, but we should draw all our strength from the Lord Himself.
所以这里我们学到的，从彼得这里学到的教导就是，我们要不要把倚靠放在我们自己的能力，放在我们地上的能力上面，我们要把我们所有的注意力。钉在主耶稣身上。
You see, we can't save ourselves.
因为我们自己没法拯救自己。
We can't approve ourselves to a holy God.
我们不能把自己显明我们的义向这个神圣圣洁的神显明我们的义。
We trust our whole selves to His salvation, don't we? Our whole soul, we trust.
Yeah, 我把我们自己所有的。一切啊，我们的灵魂交托给了救恩，交托给我们的主。
He becomes our savior.
他成为我们的救主。
In the same way, having been born into His kingdom, a spiritual kingdom, has nothing to do with this world. The only way that we can live is living through the Spirit, the Spirit of God Himself.
同样的道理，我们唯一能够活到永生是在灵里，我们进到他的属灵的国度里去，和神在一起啊，就是这是我们真正的重生，不是在地上的。
The Christian has a brand new life.
因为基督徒有个非常不同、全新的生命。
And the life is not maintained by natural means.
因为这样的生命不是维持在地上有形的肉体的这个世界里面的。
It's a spiritual life.
这是一个属灵的生命。
And it's maintained by God Himself.
这是完完全全持守在神的里面的这样的生命。
And so, we can leave Peter now. He went out, wept bitterly. But the Lord restored him.
我们可以先停在彼得这里。我们看见他出去痛哭，但是主在之后把他挽回了。
And later on, the keys to the kingdom were given to Peter, weren't they?
我们都知道后面整个国度的钥匙给了彼得，对不对
？He opened up the kingdom of God to the Jew on the day of Pentecost.
他在五旬节的时候，圣灵降临的时候，他就用这把钥匙打开了整个后世后代基督徒整个教会的门。
And then he opened up the kingdom to the Gentiles in the house of Cornelius.
啊，前面是犹太人，在五旬节他打开的是犹太人的整个救恩的门，在那个哥尼流的家里，他也打开了整个外邦人救恩的门。
Those are details that maybe are not important at this point.
但是在这个时刻，这些的后面发生的细节也许不是太重要。
But just to show that because we fail, that we're finished with God, God is finished with us.
但是我们能看见，当我们失败了以后，事实上神的功真的在我们身上开始产生作用。
Oftentimes it's when we recognize our failure that God is just beginning with us.
很多时候，当我们意识到我们的失败，神的功才刚刚开始。神真的在我们身上做工，是从我们的失败开始。
And the reason for that is that He might get all the glory.
原因就是这样的，他是得着那全然的荣耀和赞美的。
And we get to share that glory.
然后我们不是要我们的荣耀，我们要分享他的荣耀，成为他的一部分。
God is very great and very good and very loving.
因为神是非常的伟大，非常的爱我们。
So let's turn then from
我们回到
from Peter and. We'll spend the rest of the morning looking at the trial of the Lord Jesus.
我们今天余下的时间，我们要回到神耶稣所受的第一个审判上面。
I know it's a little bit early, but could we maybe break a little bit early?
Okay, yes,
because we're into a new subject.
好，我们今天因为会稍微停的早一点，因为我们马上进到的是一个全新的一部分。